You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. When Jay the Black covered this article, I knew I had to give my opinion on it. Why? Because this represents a change in the dynamic. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Now, this article was published on the 25th of March. Chiefs wide receiver Javier Worthy sues ex-girlfriend for extortion after choking accusations. Oh! Bra-fucking-vo! Bravo, young man! Bravo! Yes, gentlemen, I know. I sound extraordinarily happy with this. Why? Because I am. Like I said previously, this represents a change in the dynamic. Why? Because Mr. Worthy did what 98% of abused men refuse to do. He filed those papers and put those people into her damn life. Javier Worthy filed a lawsuit against his ex-fiancée in Williamson County, Texas, alleging that she stole and destroyed over $150,000 in cash and property, along with assaulting the NFL wide receiver. Now, over $150,000, that is grand theft. So he should file that charge along with assault. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm loving reading this article. Worthy's suit alleges that Tia Jones, quote unquote, schemed to extort a home, money, cars, and other valuables by concocting false stories of domestic violation, and the Chiefs receiver's lawyers are seeking between $250,000 and $1 million in damages, according to the Kansas City Star. Yes, break that bitch's pockets. Now, how far this goes, that's up for debate. Let's see. However, the fact that he actually filed those charges, oh yeah, that is wonderful, gentlemen. Worthy was arrested on March 7th on suspicion of assault of a family member by impeding breathing or circulation, or as I like to call it, setting circle William. But prosecutors declined to press charges. The suit now claims all of it stemmed from Worthy asking Jones in February to leave the residence that he had bought the following alleged discovery of infidelity on the part of Jones. Worthy, according to the suit, asked Jones to leave the residence and offered to find her an apartment nearby, quote unquote, multiple times over a 12-day span, but she refused the offer. Oh, but of course, you've presented me this lifestyle, and now, guess what? Now I'm entitled to this lifestyle, even though I was doing dirt behind your back, I'm still owed what you offered me. Yeah, no. The sheer audacity of the modern American woman, especially the modern American black woman is off the fucking charts. In the lawsuit, Worthy included photos of damage to his game room and where hair had been torn out of his head. Quote unquote, rather than leave and separate amicably, defendant Jones became enraged and engaged in a series of abusive, extortive efforts against the plaintiff and destroyed his game room, including his gaming desk and console, a PS5, and the key to his Rolls Royce, the lawsuit stated, according to ESPN. Defendant Jones began physically assaulting the plaintiff by scratching his face and ripping parts of his hair out, causing pain and injury. And yet, the absolutely misandric system still put him behind bars. I thought that if there was visible injuries to someone, then the other person can be clearly made to be the aggressor. But oh, no. Once again, gentlemen, the Duluth model in action. Jones's attorney declined to comment on Worthy's lawsuit when reached by the Kansas City Star on Monday. The 24-year-old Jones is a track and field star, or should we say a failed one, who has competed in international events. Jones filed for and was granted an order of protection earlier this month. Worthy applied for a protective order against Jones on Monday, which he should be granted. Well. Oh, yes. Now, at first, Mr. Worthy did not file charges. Why? Because, like I stated before, 98% of men refuse to file charges against abusive women. Why? Because we know that society will successfully shame us out of doing it. Oh, you don't want to file charges against that woman. She's just being a woman, you know, a myriad of excuses that women have at their disposal, including older simps. Because I'm willing to guarantee you there was a bunch of old boomer simps who were like, nah, man, don't file that paperwork, man. You're going to mess up her life. What? You worried about me messing up her life when she was caught cheating by a private investigator? She destroyed my stuff. She physically assaulted me and she tried to extort me and got me locked up. And you want me to sit here and say that I'm supposed to take the moral high ground? Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. Nah. That's why I'm so happy to read this article, because once again, I'm going to reiterate, this represents a shift in the dynamic, a change in the paradigm, if you will. This young man said, you know what? No, I'm going to hold her responsible. I'm going to hold her accountable. She's not going to just walk away with no consequences like the vast majority of women do when they do abuse men. Nah, not gonna work. So yes, I'm glad Mr. Worthy filed those charges. That's right. Make her pockets hurt. Because I guarantee you the hyenas, AKA the sisterhood of failure, they ain't got nothing to say about this. If anything, they'll say that Mr. Worthy is wrong for filing that lawsuit. And of course, the male hyenas will get right in line and say, yep, he wrong. Nah, Fuck that. Stand 10 toes down on your business, Mr. Worthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, I'm going to talk about Chuck Liddell, who I did a story about, a video about, when his wife was beating up on him and he refused to press charges. Yeah, another man among many that were successfully shamed out of actually holding the women in their lives who abused them accountable. Gentlemen, no longer. But Mr. Worthy being a young man, yeah, he's already been tried. He's been tested. And guess what? Yeah, he's going to have a serious shift in his life. Guarantee you this much, at the barest of minimums, he's probably never going to date another black woman again. And hey, if he jumps the fence, oh well, oh well. And of course, once again, the sisterhood of failure will be like, see, when black men get money, they go get white women. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, whatever. Whatever. It's not even that black men who get money jump the fence. You've got everyday average brothers like myself who jump the fence, even though the meat sack is Asian, but still, even on our worst days, I never got treated as bad by her as most black men get treated by black women. That's a damn shame. But all in all, gentlemen, all in all, some people will try to make this a black man thing. No, it is a man thing across the board. There are men all across the board, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, who are being abused by women in their lives behind closed marital and relationship doors. But guess what, gentlemen? Start filing those charges and be prepared for a fight. Be prepared for it, because when you say you want to file those charges, there are going to be simp enforcers who are going to try to dissuade you from doing it, saying, nah, man, you shouldn't do that. Nah, you know, try to work things out. No, gentlemen, no. Never try to work out things with an abusive woman. Don't do it. She abuses you, you pack your shit, and you walk out that fucking door and you press charges. Don't let these women get away with this shit. Not anymore. They fought for equality. No, scratch that. They whined and complained, and weak men gave them the illusion of power and equality. So guess what? Make these women stand on business. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, Mr. Worthy, bravo for going against the normal system by saying that you should have fell on your sword and let her get away with it. No, hold her accountable. Break her pockets. Make her pay. And with that being said, ladies, you better get through your thick skulls and get it through your thick skulls very quickly. The social power that you think you have, which I'm going to reiterate, is all false because weak men have allowed you to believe you have this power. That will definitely go out. Feminism and the idea of using the Duluth model as a sword/shield, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, you whined and complained until you got your vision of equality, which is cherry-picked equality that only benefits you. Yeah, that's going to come to an end. Believe you me. And now, with this young man throwing this into the matrix, yeah, be prepared, ladies, because I guarantee you, more and more men are going to start filing those charges. And that's going to be a glorious damn time when they do. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.